We love things that are kind of dangerous because so little of our own lives are ever lived like that. That's what James Dean's great appeal was. That's what Elvis's great appeal was.
That's David Wall, professor of visual studies at Utah State University, discussing the appeal of the mysterious street artist known as Banksy. His works have sold for tens of thousands of dollars in auctions. Banksy's true identity is cloaked in secrecy, and he incites a media circus wherever his work appears. Most of Banksy's works are in large cities across Europe and North America. However, in 2010, residents of Park City woke up to find that the town of 7,500 was now home to three Banksy works. The film about Banksy, Exit Through the Gift Shop, premiered at the Sundance Film Festival the same time the paintings appeared. One of the Banksy pieces ended up on a side door of the Mary G. Steiner Egyptian Theater. Theater manager Randy Barton awoke to the news that the artist had left his mark.
It was the opening night of the Sundance Film Festival. I received a phone call at 5 in the morning that the theater stage doors were open, and so I came to the theater to check, and sure enough, there was a rat on the door. We removed that door that night and have been hiding the door ever since.
The image, called the Dirty Rat, was verified as genuine by a post on a Banksy website. Barton had good reason to take the door off for safekeeping. He says that having Banksy art is rare for any city, but having multiple creations in one small town is unheard of.
No small town in the world has three Banksys. They are in New York, they're in London, they're in Paris. We're lucky.
Now, growing needs of the theater mean that additional funds are required. One option would be to auction off the Dirty Rat, which, according to Barton, could raise the necessary money for the theater. However, he says the theater is trying to find alternative ways to get the cash.
We still have the Banksy in an undisclosed spot, but at every show, we basically ask for support. We ask online and throughout the world, and our hope is that all Banksy fans and those that just love street art will see the value in small contributions and help us in this campaign.
Barton says he believes that Banksy would not want the theater to sell his art. The theater has initiated an ongoing Save Our Banksy campaign to avoid selling the Dirty Rat. Wall says that the anti-establishment angle of Banksy's pieces is in opposition to the customer demand in the art world for his work.
One of the things that the whole Banksy phenomenon does sort of speaks to a critical question, which is how we define what art is. And of course, for the longest time, graffiti was simply dismissed as vandalism. You know, Banksy has a global profile, of course, and his stuff, as you say, sells for tens of thousands of dollars. And that is the thing that legitimizes it. Banksy's stuff has a real kind of political edge to it. So it's anti-corporate, it's anti-capitalist. And those things are really powerful. What the market wants to do is simply absorbing all that. So graffiti is always being employed as a kind of resistant gesture. Banksy talks about graffiti as guerrilla warfare.
The fight to save Banksy's Park City art became more urgent after two of the murals were vandalized back in January. Both images were placed behind a protective frame. Given the artist's hostility to the market, Walsh says that the frames, in a way, run counter to the graffiti's purpose.
The thing about graffiti is that its very transgressiveness or its illegitimacy is what gives it its powerful charge. So the reason that graffiti is a powerful thing is precisely because it is in spaces where it is not supposed to be. What's interesting about Park City, both those images had frames put around them on the wall. And a frame is such a kind of intentionally limiting thing. So when you put a frame around something, you're really defining it in a very specific way. This is art. And that struck me as really odd and interesting that the effort was to literally and metaphorically frame Banksy.
Despite the conflict between Banksy and his own popularity, there is no denying that his larger-than-life status has caught on with many people. Barton says the artist's fame stems from his one-of-a-kind style.
It's absolutely unique. It's old. It's not just graffiti on the street. It is well thought out, individually designed works of art. When you see a Banksy, you know it's a Banksy. Just like when you see a Rembrandt, you know it's a Rembrandt. If you see a Warhol, you know it's a Warhol.
According to Wall, Banksy's method of working undercover and the subtle messages of his art are what make him notorious.
What makes Banksy so sexy and exciting and appealing? It's the critique, it's the style, it's the wit, the humor, and it is that whole idea of this secretive, anonymous guerrilla working in the night.
Those interested in more information on the Save Our Banksy campaign can visit upr.org. With Utah Public Radio, this is Evan Hall.